Let's flip to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章的第一节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 1.
使徒行传三章第一节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节这里说，伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。第二节。
2.
有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。第三节。
3.
他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。第四节。
4.
彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说，你看我们。第五节。
5.
那人就留意 看他们，指望得着什么。第六节。彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。第七节。于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。第八节。就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。第九节。百姓就看见百姓都看见他行走赞美神。第十。认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求周济的，就因他所遇着的事满心稀奇惊讶。这一段是我们常常学习非常熟悉的记载。
This is a passage that we're pretty familiar with.
所以我们讲到这个美门的瘸子，一讲到这一段，学生、小朋友、大人，大家通通都听过了。
If we talk about the lame at the gate of beautiful, then everybody will know.
在这里讲说这个神迹之后，有许多人来信主，来归服了耶稣。
And after this instance, many people started to believe in Jesus.
尤其讲到这一个瘸腿的人。
Especially after talking about the lame.
说这个人走着、跳着、赞美神，而且进入了神的殿。
That he was walking, leaping, and praising God, and entering the temple.
这是我们今天教会圣工的目标。
And this is a goal for our preaching.
也是我们为什么要举开灵恩会的灵恩会的原因。
This is also a reason why we held our ESSC.
就是希望能够带领更多的人，使他们能够走着、跳着赞美神，进入神的殿宇。
The reason we have those events is to so people can be leaping, walking and praising God.
这里讲到说有一个瘸腿的人啊。
And here it talks about a man lame.
一个瘸腿的，就是不能够走路、没有办法行动的人。
A man who's lame is somebody who cannot walk.
虽然可能有听过耶稣。
Maybe he has heard of Jesus before.
虽然也可能有读过圣经。
Or maybe he even has read the Bible before.
虽然也知道教会重要。
And he might know the church is important.
但是却没有能力行走，不能够在生活当中活出信仰来。
But he is not able to walk and he cannot live out a life of faith.
这可以讲的是我们的信徒。
And it might be talking about us.
也可以讲的是慕道朋友，没有认识主的人。
Or even Gentiles, people who do not know God.
很多时候我们有满满的知识。
Many times we have knowledge.
却缺乏行动的能力。
But we do not have the motivation to act them out.
我们想要挣扎脱离罪恶的捆绑。
We want to escape from the sin.
却没有能力改变人生无力的现状。
But we cannot change anything about our helplessness in life.
所以常常在挣扎。
So many times we struggle.
却没有办法真实的去改变。
But we cannot change anything.
如同这个瘸子一样，最后只能靠着乞讨过着悲惨的生活。
Just like the lame, he can only live depending on alms.
但是在这里我们却看到他的生命改变了。
But here we can see how his life has changed.
我们看到一个神迹出现了。
We see a miracle.
我们看到神的荣耀显明了。
We see God's glory.
在这里有几个原因，有几个对你我的要求。
And there is a reason for that and a requirement for us.
有时候啊, 我们在带领慕道朋友的路上会觉得非常非常的疲倦啊。
Sometimes we may feel tiring bringing truth seekers.
好像啊, 他没有办法行走, 你只好拖着他, 拉着他, 背着他, 扛着他, 非常的疲倦啊。
It is almost like we're dragging or we're carrying the truth seekers.
所以我们付出很大的努力, 付出很大的心血, 但是他还是不会走路。
We spend a lot of time and effort, but they still can't walk.
对信仰还是非常不了解。
They're still very they're still very at the beginning of the knowledge of in the Bible.
所以我们一直希望说我要做点什么, 我希望他能够赶快成长，赶快能够长大起来啊。
So we may wonder what we can do to help them grow.
然后在这里又告诉我们啊, 有几件事情我们需要做的。
And here it tells us the things that we can do.
那我们看回来第三章的第一节。
Let's look back to chapter 3 verse 1.
第三章第一节这里说, 伸出祷告的时候, 彼得约翰上圣殿去啊。
Here it says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour.
我们今天早上讲到哥尼流, 大家还记得吗?
And this morning we talk about Cornelius. Do you guys remember?
还记得哈?
Probably do.
刚刚啊, 有一位, 刚刚有一个信徒来跟我说, 我认识一个新朋友耶。
One member came to me today and told me, oh, I met a new friend today.
我想说他可能啊, 来这里, 刚好遇到了哪一个信徒啊, 认识一个新朋友哦。
And I thought he meant that he met a person that came to church today.
他跟我讲说, 我认识一个新朋友, 就是你早上讲的那个啊, 那个哥尼流啊。
And he said, I met a new friend, and the friend is Cornelius that you talked about.
所以我们今天早上哥尼流要做我们的好榜样, 做我们的好朋友啊。
Cornelius is a good example to us.
我们早上讲到哥尼流, 他也是在伸出祷告, 不是吗?
And we see that Cornelius also prayed at the ninth hour in the morning.
已经忘记了，我们再看一下哦。
If you don't remember, we can look back.
糟糕，吃了个饭，全部忘光光。下次不要吃饭啊。 来，我们看第十章哦， 使徒行传第十章哦。
Let's look to Acts chapter 10.
第三节，verse
3.
他说，有一天约在生出， 他在异象中明明看见神的使者。 我们再看第十章的第三十节。
Also chapter 10 verse 30.
哥尼流说，前四天这个时候， 我在家中守着，伸出的祷告， 忽然有人穿光明的衣服到我面前。 所以我们在这里看到啊， 哥尼流他的祷告时间是固定的啊。
Here we can see that Cornelius has a prayer at a certain time.
都是在伸出，在伸出，在祷告哦。
It is always at the ninth hour.
就像我们看到的这个彼得跟约翰也是一样啊。
We can see that from Peter and John too.
这里说他们伸出的时候就上圣殿去祷告。
We can see that they went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour.
哥尼流的固定祷告使天使来到他的面前。
Cornelius praying at the ninth hour led to the angels.
彼得约翰的伸出祷告使他们有能力行了一个大神迹。
And because Peter and John, they pray at the ninth hour, they were able to perform miracles.
所以在这里提醒你跟我一件事啊。
So here is a reminder for us.
所以我们每天都需要有固定灵修的生活, 要有这种好的习惯。
That we need to have a consistent time of prayer.
所以啊, 圣经当中记载到很多伟大的工人, 他们都是有固定的祷告时间。
So many great workers in the Bible, they also have a consistent time of prayer.
并且因为这样子稳定的祷告而显出莫大的能力。
Because they have a consistent time of prayer, they were able to perform great works.
我们看但以理一天三次祷告。
We see that Daniel has three times of prayer a day.
所以圣经上面说他是有神的灵在里面的人啊。
And the Bible says that he's a man of God's spirit.
我们看到有些工人他们守着晚祭啊, 就是晚祷哦, evening sacrifice 啊。
And many workers have evening sacrifice.
就像大卫在诗篇141篇里面讲说, 像晚祭一样的祷告啊。
In Psalms 140, Paul said,
David.
David said he has prayer like the evening sacrifice.
像以利亚,
and Elijah.
以利亚最有名的就是在加密山上哈。Mountain of Carmel.
And Elijah on the Mountain of Carmel.
我们知道最有名就是他在山上打败了450个假先知嘛。
He was able to defeat 450 false prophets.
圣经里面讲说晚祭的时候啊，晚祭的时候啊。
And that was during the evening sacrifice time.
那到底什么是晚祭？
So what is the evening sacrifice?
出埃及记里面规定啊，每天晚上向神献祭哦，时间到了就是向神献祭。
In Exodus, it recorded that a certain time in the evening they have to do sacrifice.
不是你喜不喜欢，不是你高不高兴的问题啊。
And it doesn't depend on if you're willing or not.
哇，今天心情好，献两只。
I'm happy today, so I offered.
今天工作不顺利，不献了。
And today I have a bad day, so I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna make sacrifice.
很抱歉呐、啊，献晚祭不是你喜不喜欢的问题啊。
Back then, the evening sacrifice is not something you can choose.
时间到了就是献祭。
When the time comes, you have to.
啊，但是在晚祭当中，却常常出现神莫大的能力啊。
But many oftentimes during evening sacrifice. There will be a time of great miracles.
所以在这里是给你我一个提醒啊。
So this is a reminder for us.
信仰的生活当中必须要有稳定固定的灵修时间。
In the life of faith, we need to have a consistent time of prayer.
我们可能觉得没有什么啊，每天祷告，今天祷，明天祷，天天祷啊。
You may think that it is nothing. That we just pray today, tomorrow.
也没看神迹，也没见异象，也没有人在我旁边说话。
We don't see miracles, we don't see visions, we don't hear anything.
哦，只是啊，好像啊，很固定时间到了，哎，时间到了，天天祷告，天天祷告，天天祷告，好像没有什么哦。
It's just like praying every other day.
哦，就好像这个献晚祭一样啊，时间到你就是献祭。
And it started to become like an evening sacrifice. The time comes, then you just start to make offer.
啊，但是因为有这样子稳定的灵修生活啊。
But because you have this consistent time of prayer.
虽然你平常没有什么感觉。
Maybe you don't have many feelings during the regular time.
啊，但是当你有一天有需要的时候
，But maybe one day you will have a need.
晚祭就要成为神彰显他大全能的时候。
Then this evening sacrifice can be a time of for God to do His great work.
你长时间累积的灵修功夫就会转换成看见神的荣耀降临啊。
All the spiritual cultivation that you did in the past, well.All of a sudden manifest.
所以我们每天都需要寻找一个安静的时间啊。
So we should find a quiet time.
当然，它必须要是一个稳定的哈，稳定的信仰生活，信仰要求啊。
But it is important that it is consistent.
你不要说啊，我今天很热心祷告三小时，明天就不祷告了，那个没有用的，那个没有用啊。
It cannot be. I feel very firm today, so I pray 3 hours, and the next day I don't pray.
它必须要很稳定的每天都去做啊。
It has to be a consistent thing that you do.
但是同时它也不能变成一个形式上纯粹的一个为了有而有的一个表现。
But it also cannot be things that you just do for doing it.
所以啊，有时候我在建议信徒哦。
Sometimes when I give advice to members.
很多时候啊，我们都需要有些信徒说啊，我每天都要读圣经，很好，每天都要读圣经，很好哦。
Reading Bible every day is good.
但是啊，不需要一定要每次都从头读到尾啦，不需要哦。
But it is not required that you have to read from the first verse to the last verse.
为什么不是 from first book to the last book?
You don't have to read from the first book to the last book.
为什么不需要每一次我要圣经我要读一遍，我读一遍了，我读两遍了，我读三遍了？其实啊，这种方式其实没有很大的效果。
You don't have to read the Bible entirely once or twice or three times.
有时候甚至到最后成为一种比较哦。
Sometimes you can make it even something you brag about.
你读几次？你才读两次啊！我读五次啦，五次啦。
How many times have you read the Bible? I read twice.
但是啊，十分钟可以念十章啊！哇，翻，全部看过去，一点都不记得也可以啊。
But they can read ten chapters in ten minutes.
这种都是
they don't remember anything.
这种都是啊，这个应就是应付了事而已啊，自我欺骗一下而已啊。
This is something that you just do for doing it. It's kind of lying to yourself.
既然要读，就好好读哦。
If you want to read it, then you should read it with attention.
所以啊，挑一句你比较有兴趣的。
You can pick a chapter or a book that you like.
甚至重复一直读同一卷都没有关系啊。
Or you can even reread the same book over and over again.
但是重点是你读的时候，你要读到有感觉才可以啊。
But the important part is that you have
feeling about.
You have feeling after you finish reading it.
哦，所以啊，有些信徒都跟我们讲啊，哇，读《创世纪》很好，故事很多。
It's good to maybe people say that it's good to read Genesis because there are a lot of stories.
啊，读《出埃及记》也不错啊，哇，神迹全能呐。
And Exodus pretty good too because there are a lot of miracles.
啊，结果啊，出了埃及之后，全部都死在旷野啊。
But after they came out of Egypt, they all died in the wilderness.
啊，因为到了利未记就全部读不下去啦。
Because after they started to go into Leviticus, they cannot read anymore.
啊，所以啊，灵修功夫哦，不用说什么，我一定要从创世纪每次都要读到启示录，不需要的啦。
So when it comes to reading Bible, you don't have to finish first book to the last book.
但是在读的当中要用心，而且有感受。
But you have to put your heart into reading the Bible.
啊，这样的灵修功夫才有用哦。
And when you do that, that is when it becomes effective.
也不要给自己很大的压力。
And you don't have to put pressure on yourself.
啊，说什么我每天都要祷告一个小时啊，读经啊，读经每次要读二十章啊，每天祷告一个小时。如果你做得到，感谢主啦。啊，哦。你们不要说啊，传道说不要读书，不要读经读太久，哦，不要祷告太久。这我没有讲这句话啊。
And you don't have to set a time for yourself to always do2 hours of prayer or 20 minutes of Bible.
哦，等一下那个梁传道就打电话来，你刚跟他讲什么？好，所以我们讲的是说，与其你一天做很多，然后就没有办法持续下去，好。就是一天打鱼十天晒网、哦、你今天读一个小时祷告一个小时，接下来两个礼拜通通没有读经祷告，那个没有用的。
It is not good to do everything in one day and then stop for like 2 weeks.
与其这样子，你倒不如每天三十分钟三十分钟三十分钟。
Rather than doing that, you can split up your time and do 30 minutes each day.
然后持续每一天都有。
And do it consistently.
啊，然后你过了一年之后，你再回头看你这一年的生活。
After a year, and you look back to your life,
你会发觉说，你对信仰的认识跟对神的体验是完全不一样的。
You will realize that your experience in God will be totally different.
所以在这里要求我们要守着伸出的祷告。
So here it says we have to keep the prayer at the ninth hour.
说当我们能够在固定的时间守着这个祷告哦。
So we have to
能够在固定的时间来到神的面前祷告。
So we have to be able to pray at the ninth hour in front of God.
稳定当中信仰你自然会成长啊。
And if we do this consistently, our faith will grow.
我们看回来第三章哦。
Let's look back to chapter 3.
第四节
，verse four.
第四节
，verse four.
啊，这里讲说彼得、约翰就定睛看他。啊，这里讲到是第二件事了。
Here tells us the second thing.
哦，有一个可怜的人
，a lame man.
哦，他说：“你能帮帮我吗？你能帮帮我吗
？”He's asking them to help.
啊，结果这里讲说，彼得、约翰就注意看他哦，注意看他哦。
And verse 4 it says, and they fix his eyes, their eyes on him.
啊，这是给我们今天在灵修、在祷告功夫上的第二个提醒啊。
And this is also a reminder for our life of prayer.
有时候我们来到教会啊，我祷告是在望天啊，往上看，不是吗？
When we pray, shouldn't we look at the sky?
啊，但是啊，不要一直往上看啊。
But we shouldn't always look.
我们来看《使徒行传》第一章哦，叫你不要往上看哦。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
第一章第十一节啊。
Acts chapter 1 verse 11.
《使徒行传》一章十一节
，Acts 1 verse 11，
他说：“加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？”好、哦，这里啊，天使跟门徒讲说：“你在看什么
？”And here, the angel came and asked them, "What are you guys looking at?"
耶稣升天啊，大家都一直看，一直看，一直看，一直看啊。
People are looking at the sky because they saw Jesus.
啊，但是啊，其实这个时候耶稣已经消失了，哈，升天消失了。
But at this moment, Jesus was already gone.
他们还站在那里继续望天呐、啊。
And they were still gazing in, up into the heaven.
所以啊，天使说啊，啊，不要再看了，看什么看？已经没有什么好看的，站着望天看什么？
So the angel asked them, "Why are you guys still looking?"
哦，所以在这里是第二个给我们提醒啊。
So this is a reminder for us.
我们不要一直只是看天而已啊。
So we shouldn't just gaze at the heaven.
主耶稣有把责任交给他们。
God, Jesus gave them a responsibility.
什么责任？
What is the responsibility?
去看人啊。
And that is to look at men.
把福音传给人，把救恩带到其他人的生命里面。
To preach to men, to bring the gospel to other people.
所以信仰的路绝对不是只是呆呆的望天啊。
So in this journey of faith, we should not be just gazing at the sky.
你看完天之后，你要伸出手来做事才可以啊。
After we look at the sky, we need to do our own work.
来到教会祷告也是一样哦。
And at church, we should do the same when we pray.
祷告就是一个望天的功夫啊，望天的功夫啊。
When we pray, we're already doing something.
但是你望天的目的是什么？你望天的目的是什么
？But what is the purpose of looking at the sky?
你今天望天，从神那里得到力量。
We look at the sky so we can receive power from above.
然后你要站起来，伸出双手去帮助教会或信徒做点什么。
Then we should reach our hand to help our church and members.
所以虽然彼得跟约翰是来到圣殿，他们是来祷告的。
Although Peter and John they were at the temple to pray.
但是他们眼睛却看到了一个需要帮助的可怜人啊。
But they saw someone in need.
哦，所以我们来到教会也是一样啊。
So at church, we should do the same.
千万不要说啊，哎，我是来看神的，人是污秽，我都不要看人啊。
We are here to look at God, not people.
如果一个人真正爱神
，But if someone who really loves God,
约翰一书说，你如果爱神，你就会爱你身旁的弟兄姐妹。
In First John, it says that if we love God, then we should love one another.
哦，所以啊，在这里，他们的眼睛是看到那些有需要的人身上。
So here, Peter and John, they saw somebody in need.
哦，所以我们来到教会，当我们跪下来祷告
，when we pray church,
除了向神祈求，讲到我们自己的需要以外
，other than praying to God about our own needs,
你还祷告了什么？
What else have you prayed for?
你有没有看到别人的需要？有没有重视教会里面需要帮助的地方
？Have you looked at the people in need or the holy work that are that need help in church?
啊，我之前在，因为我在之前在纽约时间比较久哈。
Because I was in New York for a while.
啊，所以我跟他们的信徒很熟啊，讲话就比较直接啊。
So I was familiar with the members there, and I talked pretty straightforward.
啊，有一天啊，聚会那个有一天啊，那个下午的聚会，下午的安息日聚会啊。
One time during an afternoon service.
啊，聚会开始啊，我就先祷告起来，我就先问了一个问题啊。
After prayer, I asked one question.
啊，来，刚刚祷告的时候，有帮传道祷告的来举手。
So I asked them, Who prayed for me? Who prayed for the pastor during your prayer?
传道要上台领会，心中有压力耶。你们有没有帮我祷告啊
？Pastor has pressure when they go on the pulpit.
哦，你们不是都说很爱我吗？来，刚刚有帮我祷告的举手啊。
You guys all say you love me, but do you guys pray for me?
啊，大家就这样子，你看我，我看你啊，笑一笑，就当做没听到啊。
And people just look at each other and just smile and pretend nothing happened.
是的，教会的工人需要你的代祷。
Yes, we are, the holy workers need your prayer.
是的，教会的圣工是需要你的努力。
And the holy works in church needs your help.
整个教会是建立在众人祷告的手上面。
The entire church depends on our hand of prayer.
是每一个人都需要尽的责任。
And that is everyone's duty.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们祷告不知道祷告什么啊。
But many times we don't know what to pray for.
啊，常常就是想到我要这个，我要那个，我缺这个，我想要那个。
We often think about ourselves.
啊，我们上一次为教会祷告是什么时候
？When is the last time we pray for church?
你说啊，早上啊，感谢主啊，早上那很好哈。
And you might say in the morning.
你上一次帮传道祷告是什么时候？啊，去年也没有关系啦哈。
But when is the last time you pray for the pastor? Or maybe last year?
啊，你上一次为慕道者祷告是什么时候？
And when is the last time you pray for a truth seeker?
那有时候我们真的要问问自己这个问题哦。
We should ask ourselves this question.
然后会发觉说，其实我们常常只想到自己，却很少定睛在别人身上。
And we realize that we oftentimes put attention in ourselves only and not on people.
哦，所以这个是我们第二个要学的。
So this is the second lesson that we should learn.
为自己祷告很好，也没有关系。
It's good to pray for ourselves. That's fine.
但是祷告当中不要忘记了，还有很多需要你帮忙祷告的弟兄姐妹。
But in our prayer, we should know that there are many people that needs our prayer.
啊，更不要忘记了教会的圣工灵恩会的到来，更是神对你祷告的要求啊。
And our ESSC and our church is a thing that you should pray for.
所以我们要定睛看我们必须要祷告的人跟事情。
So we need to fix our eyes onto those things that we need to pray for.
那第三哦。
And the third lesson,
我们看回来《使徒行传》第三章第六节。
Let's look back to Acts chapter 3, verse 6.
第六节
verse 6.
彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你呀。”啊，这里讲到第三样了。
And here it tells us the third lesson.
哇，这句话非常有名啊！大概信耶稣的人通通都听过啊。
This is probably the more famous phrase.
啊，那讲出来的时候啊，你会发觉说、啊，哇，好像。全身都充满了那个 flame 好像那个热血沸腾啊！金银我没有啊，我只有耶稣基督哇！这个讲起来啊，那真的心中一把火，不是吗
？And when you say this verse, it kind of feels like you have a urge in your heart to speak out the words of God.
啊，但是啊，其实你想一想哦
，But after you think about it,
彼得有没有金银啊？
But does Peter have gold and silver?
你可能觉得没有没有，他是个穷渔夫，他没有金没有银。
You might think that Peter is just a fisherman. He has no silver, no gold.
啊，其实彼得有哦。
But actually, he does.
为什么
？Why?
我们知道说，《使徒行传》前面讲说，使徒很多信徒把他们的田产、房子都卖掉了，不是吗
？And in early on in Acts, many members they offered their
They sold their house,、huh?
They sold their house.
然后把卖掉的钱放在使徒的面前，不是吗
？And they gave everything in front of the disciples.
啊，然后使徒再来安排大家的生活啊。
And they arrange everybody else's life.
哦，所以使徒有没有钱
？So do they have money?
有啦，很多门徒把他们的钱都拿到使徒那边，然后大家一同过着一共同的生活啊。
Many members offered their livings to them.
啊，所以啊，当彼得喊出这句话说“金银我没有”哦
，So when Peter said "silver and gold I do not have,"
其实他口袋里可能是有钱的、哦，他口袋里可能有钱的、啊。
But he probably does have some gold and silver in his pocket.
哇，这时候你就突然吓一跳哦
，Then you might be surprised.
哎，啊，彼得有钱，他为什么喊“金银我都没有”啊？
So why does Peter say silver and gold I do not have when he does have some?
有两个可能哦。
And there are two possibilities.
第一个可能。
First possibility.
彼得说谎话。
He lied.
哦，明明钱很多，没有啊，我都没有啊，金银我都没有啊。
First thing, he might have some gold and silver in his pocket, but he's like, but he said, I don't have any.
如果是这样的话，等一下就没有神迹了哈，就不会有神迹发生了。
If that's the case, then there will be no miracle.
可能哦，等一下就要打雷了哈。
But instead of miracle, there will probably be thunder.
哦，所以啊，彼得在这里不是说谎话。
So Peter is not lying here.
哎，那就很奇怪了哦。
Then, but it's strange.
明明他有钱
，if he does have some gold and silver,
但是他却喊出一句说：“金银我没有。
”But he says, "I silver and gold I do not have."
啊，这里告诉我们说，彼得在做圣工的一种心态啊。
It tells us a mentality that he has when he's doing holy work.
他在做圣工的时候，他没有想到他手上有多少钱的，他没有在想这个的。
He doesn't care what how much gold and silver he has.
所以在他的心中，在他的脑里，在他的眼中，金银他是没有的，有他也没有放在心上。
So in his heart, in his mind, he thinks that he has no gold and silver.
因为他说我只有拿撒勒的耶稣而已啊。
But instead, he said he only has Christ of Nazareth.
所以我们今天在带领慕道者跟参与教会的圣工哦。
So when we lead true seekers and attend any holy work,
不要太会计算说我还有多少，我还有多少，我能够做多少，不是这样子算的。
We shouldn't think about how much we have left.
当你只会这样一直算算算，然后说这个不能做，那个不能做，通通不能做，你就看不到神的作为了。
If you continuously think about, I can't do this, I can't do that, then there will be no God's work in you.
但是在彼得的眼中跟他的心中，他没有在算他有多少金银。But
in Peter's eyes, he doesn't count how much gold and silver he has.
他只知道说，只要我有耶稣基督，我就能够为主做大事啊。
He only knows that as long as he has Jesus Christ with him, he can do great works.
这是我们今天在教会当中侍奉必须要有的精神。
And that is the mentality that our holy workers need to have.
不是我们拥有多少,
it's not how much we have.
而是我们把耶稣抓得多紧。
But it's how hard you grab onto God.
不是我们有多少的人才,
it's not how many talents we have.
而是我们的信徒有多会祷告。
But it's how good members are good at prayer.
当我们的信徒很会祷告,
when the members are great at prayer,
自然而然我们就有了拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
Then naturally we will have the guidance of Jesus.
所以有时候教会有些大的计划或者是很重要的工作。
When we are doing a great renovation in church,
我都跟信徒讲啊。
I tell the members,
在真耶稣教会里, 钱从来不是问题啊, 钱从来不是问题啊。
In True Jesus Church, money is never an issue.
如果金银是唯一的问题哦,
if money is the only issue,
那就是没有问题啊。
Then that means there is no problem.
在教会里面做圣工的问题在哪里?
What is the biggest problem when we do holy work at church?
第一, 是不是神的旨意?
First is it the will of God?
第二, 工人有没有同心?
Second is, are we united as one?
第三, 信徒会不会祷告?
And third is, if the members are praying constantly.
只要我们有这三样哦,
if we have these three,
知道神的旨意, 工人能够同心, 信徒很会祷告。
If we know the will of God and our holy workers are united and prayers members know how to pray, then
哈该书里面讲说神就要震动万国，万国的珍宝就要流进来啦。哈该书里面讲说神就要把金银倒进教会里面来哦。
Then in the book of Haggai, it says that God will bring in the gold and silver.
所以问题从来不在金银啊。
So the issue is never the money.
问题是在你有没有拿撒勒人耶稣与我们同在啊。
But the biggest issue is if we have Jesus Christ of Nazareth with us.
所以在这里啊, 彼得就喊出来了。
So here Peter said,
他说啊, 金银我没有。
Silver and gold I do not have.
但是我有拿撒勒人耶稣。
But what I do have, I give you.
所以他就叫这个人起来行走啦。
And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he told him to rise up and walk.
但是第七节这里提醒我们啊。
But in verse 7, it reminds us.
这里说他拉着这个人的右手哦。
And so verse 7, he said, and he took him by the right hand.
是我们要靠神, 我们很热心。
Yes, we are fervent.
我们凡事交在主的手中。
We bring everything in front of God.
但是不要忘记啊, 你那个手还是要伸出来拉他一下。
But don't forget to reach out your hand.
有时候我们太过的属灵哦, 太过的公义哦。
Many times we might be too spiritual and too righteous.
主耶稣要他活他就会活, 主耶稣要他得救他就会得救, 然后你就转身就走了。
We say, if God wants him to be saved, then he will be saved, and then we just walk away.
或者是啊, 洗礼起来啊, 你现在是教会的一份子啦, 自己顾好自己啊, 啊, 就走了。
Or sometimes we may look at a newly baptized member and says, now you're one of us, you gotta look after yourself.
所以有一次我听到一个新受洗的说, 他说啊, 我觉得自己好像被骗了。
One time I heard a newly baptized member said, I feel like I've been scammed.
哇，那个信主之前大家又关心又照顾，对我又好。
Before I was baptized, all the members are so nice to me.
一洗礼起来啊，大家就翻脸了。
And after I got baptized, everybody just started to ignore me.
其实不是啊。
But that's not the case.
只是我们觉得说啊，工作完成了嘛，啊，他就已经信了耶稣洗礼了，啊，感谢主啊，成为主的儿女了。有时候我们觉得这样子就OK了。
Sometimes we just have this thought that, oh, he is baptized, so he should be good.
但是你看哦, 彼得是伸手拉了他一把哦, 伸手拉了他一把哦。
But at verse 7, Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him.
所以人需要主耶稣的爱。
So people need Jesus Christ's love.
但是他也需要你的爱。
But he also needs your love.
好像一个刚刚生出来的婴孩哦。
It's like a newly born baby.
新生的婴儿都是照顾、小心、呵护的，照顾得很好啊。
Newly born baby usually should be taken care of.
你没有看到啊？哪个爸爸妈妈小孩子刚刚生出来啊，就把奶瓶扔过去说自己吃
？Have you seen any parents just threw the bottle, the milk bottle at the baby and tell him to eat?Drink it themselves.
哦，所以记得啊，虽然他们是主耶稣的儿女，有主耶稣在看顾
，even though they are the children of God and God is looking after them.
但是彼得伸出了手，抓了他一把，拉了他一把啊。
But Peter still reached out his hand and lifted him.
啊，这也是主耶稣对你我的期望。
And that is a expectation from God.
也要彼此的能够拉一把。
So that we can lift each other up.
多一点的包容，多一点的关怀，跟多一点的爱心。
A little more care, a little more love.
这就是充满神爱的一个美丽大家庭。
And that will make us a loving family.
我们就能够看到许许多多的人走着、跳着赞美神。
And once we have that, then we will see many people walking, leaping, and praising God.
那我们现在一起来祷告哦。
Now we are going to pray.
我们特别啊，一样哦，特别为下个礼拜开始的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Especially pray for next week's ESSC.
啊，愿主耶稣的荣耀在我们当中显明。
We ask that His glory will be manifested upon us.
我们一起到前面来祷告哦。
Let's pray in front.